relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and The Battle for 1600.
This is America First, and here's your host, Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
The paper is still warm. The ink is yet to dry. I have been handed by Mr. G, our producer here, on the intrepid NSS Starship America First. The following statement from the International Academy of Television Arts and Sciences. New York, November 20th, 2020. Governor Andrew M. Cuomo of New York will receive this year's International Emmy Founders Award in recognition of his leadership during the COVID-19 pandemic and his masterful use... Let me read that again. His masterful use of television to inform and calm people around the world. The Emmy will be presented to Governor Cuomo, also a New York Times best-selling author, during the Academy's live International Emmy Awards show, streaming at 11 a.m. Eastern on the Academy's website, November 23rd. Quote, the governor's 111 daily briefings worked so well because he effectively created television shows with characters, plot lines, and I can't read this. This is just too ridiculous. This is real. Sorry, this is real. I'm reading the statement. Jeff, what is it that our friend at WMAL, Chris Plant, says?
It's good to be a Democrat.
It's good to be a Democrat. Let's remind America, in case you thought that we're on drugs. This is a clip from this week on just how incredible a use, what is it? A masterful use of television Governor Cuomo has exploited in his news briefings. Eric, play cut.
So what are you talking about? What are you talking about?
You're now going to override.
We did it already. That's the law. An orange zone and a red zone. Follow the facts.
I'm just still confused.
Well, then you're confused.
I'm confused. And
then I'll tell you what you mean.
Parents are still confused as well. The schools
are they're not confused. You're confused.
No, I think parents are confused as well.
Read the law, and you won't be confused.
We did it already. Follow the law. You're confused. Oh, yeah. Now that is quality television. I mean, that is right up there. I think this news is the apotheosis. It is the apogee of 2020. Governor, I'm not a mafia don, Andrew Cuomo is getting an Emmy because he's just so fabulous. I don't know where to go with this radio show right now. I'm kind of like a... What am I? I'm like a steam locomotive going down the tracks, and they're still building the tracks. Let's go to a call. Waiting very patiently. Joe in New Jersey, line one. Joe, now's the time to talk. Or not. Stanley, Los Angeles, line two.
Hi, Dr. Gorka.
Hi.
Two things I wanted to mention. One, it has to do with the election that, I don't know if you know, Dominion Software did not show up for a hearing today.
I know. They didn't make it to the court.
So I'm wondering if that would be grounds to decertify the election by the...
Not at all. Why would it be?
I think it would be grounds because they're investigating the election. They want to get more evidence.
Not showing up in court doesn't mean you're guilty.
Not showing up. But I think the assembly can make that they didn't show up. This is, we cannot make a decision about how to certify the election.
But hang on. Guys, we got to have an airtight case. If the company doesn't show up in court, who cares? That has nothing to do with... The company doesn't certify the election. The local government does.
But you said this is political. This is a political decision.
I did. But you're saying that that means you can't certify the election. Incorrect. It means that they have to be sued for not showing up in court. That's a different legal question. It's like you get a speeding ticket, you don't get to show up in court, guess what? You get a bench warrant against you.
No, this is not court. They were supposed to testify. They were supposed to
hear evidence. Yes, it's a legal function. You get a bench warrant for not showing up.
Well, I see it differently.
You can't see the law differently. You can't see the Constitution and the law differently. That's what the left does. They say it's plastic. We get to decide. It's like clay. We mold it. Because they don't show up in court to swear an affidavit does not mean the election is invalid.
If I were a state legislator, I would say maybe it is. I have no evidence that they didn't...
But it's not the... Let me be clear. The company does not certify the election. Right?
The state legislature.
The chief clerk or the secretary of state does.
But it has to be voted on by the state. The state can nullify what they did.
The state can do all kinds of things.
The legislature
not arriving in court, not going in to swear an affidavit, doesn't have any legal bearing on a certification. Okay. We can't go willy-nilly in here and play like they do. This is the crucial difference. We have to cleave to the truth in everything we do. We can't say, ooh, look what they did. We can just throw it all out the window. That's what the left does, and we sink to their level. Remember the Kavanaugh hearings. Well, her truth. What do you mean, her truth? Either she was raped, either they fed her roofies and she was gang raped, or she wasn't. Either Kavanaugh is a serial rapist or he isn't. There's no selective truth. And our side believes in objective truth. And we must hew to it. We must stick to it as if it is stapled to us. Because that is what makes us who we are. It's the difference between us. And that is why we will always eventually win. But if we take shortcuts now, guess what happens? Then we will be called out. Then we will lose individual battles and the eventual war will be lost. This is, I think, part of what's going on right now with the Tucker versus Sidney Powell. Tucker, I don't believe, you know, if I'm wrong, I'll admit on live radio, I don't believe Tucker has suddenly become a swamp creature. He made a point. He said, look, Sidney, if this is true, what you're alleging, this is the greatest crime in American history. That the left, allied with foreign interests, has stolen a national presidential election with millions of votes illegally generated or redirected electronically. It is of such a magnitude that whilst we wait for the case to be made in court, certain elements of proof must be shared with the American people simply because of the enormity of what is being alleged. We can't, you cannot, and I don't think Sydney's doing this. I think maybe, you know, I'd love to help them kind of come back together. Maybe there's, you know, just a little bit of miscommunication. But you can't play fast and loose with these kinds of allegations. Just the gargantuan dimensions of them means that they cannot be thrown out there just because we think it happened or one source told us. It's got to be ironclad. You can't say the president was assassinated by the CIA because you think he was, or because somebody told you they heard somebody else say it to somebody else in a bar a year ago. No, 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 no. This story is so big, we have to get it right. Because truly, the future of the nation depends upon it. Great call, my friend. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. If you're watching us on YouTube live streaming, give us a like, give us a thumbs up, hit the subscription button, hit the notifications bell twice, and you'll never miss a thing. Oh, and by the way, did I tell you it's free? Oh, it is. Look for America First. My name's Sebastian Gorka. Join us today. And if you're listening on a podcast, give us a review. Thank you so much. Back with much, much more here on America First.
As Thanksgiving comes, so if you go over to a friend's house, mask up the whole time you're not eating or drinking, and limit your time there. Also, other things that you can do, speak softer, because louder voices, shouting, screaming, actually singing, spreads the virus a whole lot more.
No singing. Talk softly this Thanksgiving, because then you won't die. Who are these people? That is CDC former director Tom Frieden on MSNBC. Are you going to let Democrats, are you going to let bureaucrats cancel Thanksgiving and Christmas? Not on your Nelly. This is America First, and we have to... He's doing it again. That man who, Eric, you're right, perpetually looks like he's drunk. Maybe he's an alcoholic. I don't know. But he's a punk. He's a loser. He's Brian Karem, the quote-unquote Playboy correspondent for the White House, CNN contributor, the man who asked me to fight him when I was in the Rose Garden. He did it again today. He wasn't abusing Sarah Huckabee Sanders this time. He was abusing the great Kayleigh McEnany and just being an ass. Play cut.
We will be able to distribute this all across the country.
What are you going to make the law?
Yes, Kevin.
He routinely meets with lawmakers from all across the country.
When will you admit you lost the election?
Thank you, everyone, for the very good and substantive questions today.
Do you understand any law?
I don't call an activist.
I don't call on activists. Nicely done. He really, the Secret Service, Media Matters, wipe your fingers. The Secret Service, the next time he does that, should pick that man up by his armpits and remove him from the building. You're not, when you are screaming, when you gonna admit you lost? You're not a journalist. You should be if they had any self-policing. Be expelled from the White House Correspondents Association, but he should be physically removed from the White House, and his permanent hard pass should be cut up in front of him, and he should never be allowed back onto that property. Maybe if you apologize to Sarah and Kayleigh and the president, but he won't, because he'll be looking in the bottom of a bottle of beer instead. You're an ass hat, Brian Karem. Let's share with you the incredible clip we played from Jenna Ellis yesterday. If you missed the press announcement from the president's A-team of legal advisors. Jenna Ellis was remarkable, righteous, and we're going to play it for you again. Please share this far and wide. Play cut.
So what you have heard, I'm sure, in the fake newspapers tomorrow will be one of two things. Either there was not sufficient evidence that we've presented, or we spoke too long. Okay, so what you've heard now is basically an opening statement. This is what you can expect to see when we get to court to actually have a full trial on the merits, to actually show this evidence in court and prove our case. This is not a Law and Order episode where everything is neatly wrapped up in 60 minutes. For those of you who are here in this room or have maybe tuned out in other networks, clearly you've never been court reporters. Trials take time. Putting on evidence takes time. This is basically an opening statement so the American people can understand what the networks have been hiding and what they refuse to cover, because all of your fake news headlines are dancing around the merits of this case and are trying to delegitimize what we are doing here. Let me be very clear that our objective is to make sure to preserve and protect election integrity. President Trump has been saying from day one that this is about maintaining free and fair elections in this country. It is not about overturning an outcome. It is about making sure that election integrity is preserved, and every American should want that. If every American is not on board with that, you have to ask yourself why. And if your fake news network is not covering this or allowing you to cover it fairly and accurately, you should ask yourself why. This is absolutely a legitimate legal basis. We have been asked to provide an entire case that generally would take years in civil litigation. I've been a prosecutor. I have tried cases with far simpler facts. One thing happened in a matter of minutes, and it still takes days. And we go through a jury process. This is the court of public opinion right now. We are not trying our case in the court of public opinion. Because if we were, we would get unbiased jurors. I would strike 99% of you from the jury, and I would be allowed to because of the fake news coverage you provide. You are not unbiased jurors. And until you step out of your role as a journalist and actually go into a courtroom and you are a judge on a bench that has sworn an oath to be unbiased in our separation of powers, then your opinion does not matter. The facts matter. The truth matters. And if you are fair reporters, you will cover that fairly and appropriately and allow coverage of our media team here and our legal team. That is absolutely shocking that all you cover are around the margins. And I've seen all of you taking pictures right now, and I can anticipate what your headlines are going to be. If you are not willing to talk about the evidence that has been presented, then that is absolutely unacceptable for journalistic standards. This is an opening statement. This is something where we have told you what the evidence will show, and we have given you a brief description. That happens in a courtroom all the time, where that's not the fact-finding process. That is just an overview. That is what we have given you today because the American people deserve to know what we have uncovered in the last couple of weeks. Remember, this is such a short time frame, and this is an elite strike force team that is working on behalf of the president and the campaign to make sure that our Constitution is protected. We are a nation of rules, not a nation of rulers. There is not someone that just gets to pick who the next president is outside the will of the American people. And that is our task, because when we talk about voter fraud, it's actually election official fraud.
Yes, an elite strike force team, and we are so honored to count Jenna Ellis amongst everybody who stood there at the podium as regular guests here on our humble radio show. Mayor Rudy Giuliani, Sidney Powell, Joe DiGenova, and I don't know if you noticed, he was announced earlier in the day. I think even the mayor mentioned him, but he didn't get to speak at the podium, but you could see him in the photographs. The Baron, my co-host of the Battle for 1600, Boris Epstein, was standing there as well. Listen, the point is so clear. I'm trying to think of an instance in the last 3 weeks, 2.5 weeks, where one mainstream legacy media organ even deigned to read and report on one of the affidavits that have been sworn to by election officials out of the scores, the dozens that have already been submitted to that team. Now, why wouldn't they? Why would you not even take the time to read what people have sworn to have witnessed? Because you're not a journalist. As she said, they're fake news. Enemy of the American people. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Next, Nicole Arbour. Stay on this channel. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation is marking its season of hope, and they need your help. The foundation is honoring America's heroes by donating 36 homes in 36 days. That's one home a day from Thanksgiving through New Year's Eve. Tunnel to Towers is gifting homes in more than 24 states across our nation. They're bringing hope to great Americans, our catastrophically injured veterans, Gold Star, and fallen first responder families. The foundation is giving thanks to all of those who have sacrificed so much for us, and to the many people like you across this country who have supported their efforts to honor our nation's heroes. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good. Donate $11 a month by going to t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org. T2T.org. Help bring hope to America's heroes and their families. Thank you.
Dr. G is in the house on America First.
Language is good, especially when you invent new words that fill a niche that is required. One of them is entrepreneur. What is an entrepreneur? Well, we've got the first, the one who created that neologism. She is Nicole Arbour. It says here that she's president-elect. Nicole, welcome back to America First, and congratulations on being president-elect.
Thank you. I figured anyone could do it now, so I've named myself president-elect as well.
But yeah. I'm looking for that nice blue background from Kinko's, like Biden printed. Where is it? I see very interesting things behind you, but I don't see Office of President-elect Nicole. What is behind you?
This is my wall of heroes that I helped design.
Okay, this is for those of you who are listening on radio. She has a series, a plethora of wanted. Mugshots of people behind her. She's got Harry Potter, Gene Wilder as Willy Wonka, and you've got Barbie. What is Barbie's crime? I need to know. What did she do?
Apparently, to some, she was too thin and beautiful, so she got in trouble for that.
Ouch. Too thin, too beautiful. That's outrageous. Follow this lady right now. Over 1 billion with a B. And we're not talking Biden math. We're talking real math here. Over 1 billion views. Follow her on YouTube, NicoleArbour.ca and Nicole Arbour on Twitter. The CA at the end means that you live in what my good friend Chris Plant calls America's hat. Is that correct?
It means I am from Canada, yes.
Okay. Now, Canada, Dominion voting systems, did you steal our election? Is it you guys?
It wasn't us. Canada actually does hand-counted ballots, and we have scrutineers, and we don't mess with that stuff. My mom's been a scrutineer for years.
I find this fascinating. I heard this yesterday, that Canada, just to avoid the kind of maelstrom we are going through right now, in fact says, oh, guess what? We're going to manually count the votes. I don't see why we can't do that. And your mom, I love that word. Another new word, a scrutineer?
Yes, a scrutineer.
Is that a real word? Is that like the title in Canada? You are a scrutineer?
Yes, it is an official word. There are scrutineers from all parties that are at the election at the polling centers and to make sure no one cheats.
frightening. You got to tell me we're going to talk about cancel culture. We're going to talk about Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez. But first, talk to me. No, save that. Save that, Nicole. We'll get to her in a moment. Talk to us about the last 2 weeks. I don't know if you follow the news in Canada, but what is the reaction? What is your reaction to the most powerful nation in the world still counting ballots?
It's ridiculous. I think more so ridiculous other than the ballots is the fact that Biden yesterday did a speech and couldn't finish a sentence. Does that not occur to anyone that that's really, like, I just think about his poor sign language guy trying to follow along, and the guy's doing, you know.
Nicole, how can you be so mean? It's because he stuttered in school. Don't you understand?
Oh, yeah. Cognitive issues suddenly just reappear. No, this is a lie. He never had those for all these years. Come on. I don't know how to play stupid with these people anymore. I just don't know how. And this is coming from a girl who played stupid for a living for most of her life.
But aren't you impressed how nice the media is to the man who says he's president-elect? It's like a new pet. It's like a fluffy pet.
It's adorable. It's very cute. They'll never say anything bad about him, almost like there's a communist wave coming in. But that's a topic for another day.
It is indeed. What about what you're hearing, your take on what the mayor of New York, Rudy Giuliani, the president's team has found?
Rudy Giuliani is like a character out of Batman. He is my favorite. He's just, if we had an entire political party made of him, I would vote for them. I would love it. I would watch that show. I would watch a 24-hour stream of Rudy Giuliani
He's one of the good guys, right? Not one of the supervillains.
Yeah, for sure. He's a good guy cleaning up the streets.
Okay, good. All right. I want her to have a swag store where she sells those fabulous, what do they call them? The mug shots with the numbers, with the crimes underneath. Who else? Yes. Oh, you got everybody up there. It is so cool. I want to see them. Guys, you've got another reason for you to subscribe instantly. Go there right now. Be an entrepreneur yourself. Go to YouTube. Click on America First, Sebastian Gorka. Hit the notifications bell twice. But while you're there, look up this lovely lady, Nicole Arbat, because she is rocking it. Hashtag go team. This is America First from the ReliefFactor.com studios. She's not going anywhere, and you better not go anywhere. We are coming to you live from the ReliefFactor.com studios. If you are in pain today, my friends, please, if you've tried everything else and it has failed you, try this product that is providing relief to tens of thousands of Americans across the nation, me included. It is 100% drug-free, and the ingredients of Relief Factor attack the actual source of your pain, which is the inflammation. Just listen to Reggie from Florida. I have a lot of pain from aging, and after only 4 days of using Relief Factor, I'm already experiencing less pain and stiffness. Can't wait to see how I feel in a couple more weeks. Relief Factor is a blessing sent by God. Wow. Don't you deserve to find out if Relief Factor could work for you like it works for Reggie, me, and thousands of your fellow Americans? I think you do. I think you've waited long enough. Go to ReliefFactor.com, order the 3-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That translates to less than a dollar a day. What can you get for less than a dollar a day? I tell you what, potential liberation from your pain. Take it morning and evening, just like I do, and I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you'll know if it works for you like it works for me, Reggie, and thousands of others. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Don't wait any longer.
The government has declared him essential. Sebastian Gorka.
Thank you, Deep Voice Dave. We are 1 week into our Angel Tree campaign. God bless all of you who have donated. This is the program where you help to get a Christmas gift to a child who has lost a mother or a father to the prison system, along with a children's Bible and a message of hope, a note from their incarcerated parent. You've heard me talk about it. But how about listening to one of the mothers who was in prison, who was helping other women reach out to their children with the help of Prison Fellowship and the Angel Tree program.
Scary women. Women I would have been frightened of. We're now sitting across from me in this little tiny room where our knees are actually almost touching. And I'm helping them fill out an application for their children for Angel Tree. Angel Tree brought in hope, a little ray of light to a very, very dark place, and allowed us moms to be able to reach outside the prison walls to our families and let our children know that they weren't forgotten and that we were still thinking about them.
A little ray of hope from a very dark place to allow those children, and there's more than 2.5 million of them in America, to let them know that they are not forgotten. That is the glorious work of the Angel Tree campaign. Will you help today? Just $22 gets one of these children a Christmas gift, a Bible, and a note of love and hope from their parents. Please support this incredible program. Go to my website, sebgorka.com. That's SEBGORKA. And click on the Angel Tree banner right at the top. Or you can call them on 888-206-2794. Any donation of any size makes a difference. But how about this? If you've survived the corona, if you are doing well, a $1,000 donation will provide a Christmas ray of light to 50 children who have a parent in prison. Will you be that ray of light? Please give generously if you've been fortunate. That's sebgorka.com, SEBGORKA, sebgorka.com, the Angel Tree banner right at the top, or you can call them directly at 888-206-2794. God bless you all. We are back with entrepreneur Nicole Arbour, who's got a new line in art. It's fabulous. Check it out, but you can only do that through the televisual delights of YouTube. You have got to subscribe to our YouTube channel. Hit the subscription button and the notifications bell. America First, Sebastian Gorka. And while you're there, look up this lovely lady and subscribe to her as well. It's very Vogue. Thank you. You said you kind of did a little bit of a Vulcan mind meld before you came on. Can we talk about Cortez? Yes, let's talk about AOC. Your response, you have been hitting hard with your amazing videos, the insanity of political correctness, of cancel culture. Does cancel culture, is it adequate enough a phrase when we're talking about AOC tweeting out that it's time to make lists of Trump supporters?
Okay, tag me in, Sebby. Can I go off? Tag me in, can I?
You can go off.
Yes, okay. First of all, I don't take her that seriously because, let's be real, I don't think she can read that well to be making any lists that I'd be worried about. Plus, she is the dumbest human being I've ever met or seen on the internet. I haven't met her. She's so stupid, she probably thinks that COVID-19 is Elon Musk's new kid. She is so stupid, she thinks that Pfizer is a mumble rapper and we need to learn his TikTok dances. AOC is so dumb, she thinks that the Bitcoin bull run is an actual event and we need to save the bulls. I don't know how to process her level of stupid, so I just laugh at her.
Those are some good lines. Look, she is risible, she is funny. I'm not sure those are the coolest dance moves I've ever seen. But let's talk about the phenomena. Let's talk about what it the attitude that it evinces when she's not the only one. I mean, there are others now who followed and said, there was a congressman from New Jersey, this old hag we've never heard of, said, we must prosecute them all. That's like, it's creepy, right?
It's creepy, but also laugh in their faces. This is the thing I think a lot of people are missing about cancel culture. Is you can say no. I've been canceled at least 10 times by the mainstream media, and I just go, nah, I'm good. And I just keep going, and nothing happens.
And how powerful, how important is the effective use of humor against this?
Oh, I am seeing so many comedians right now just leaning in on them, and it's glorious. I think there's going to be a comedy boom like in the 80s because of it, and all of the rational people are just taking satire and throwing it in their faces now. You can't take these people seriously. It's ridiculous.
So you don't subscribe to those who say that, you know, it's like, you know, Jerry Seinfeld famously said last year, oh, comedy's dead. I refuse to do stand-up. You believe there's going to be a renaissance of humor?
100%.
Wow.
Yeah. Every time the pendulum swings one way, it comes back harder.
And then knocks them on the backside. In the last minute we have with her, follow this lady right now, Nicole Arbour. With a U, because she speaks real English. Also on YouTube, tell us or give us a message, because there are people here. Maybe it's different in Canuckland, but you live in LA as well. Give a message to those people who have felt intimidated by cancel culture, Nicole.
Change jobs. If you think you can't be yourself where you work, work somewhere else. If you can't, you know, be yourself with your friends, get better friends. This is no one who is awesome is trying to cancel anybody. And you know who tried to cancel people? Hitler. So that, yeah.
I like that. I like that nobody who's trying to cancel somebody else is awesome. And also, isn't there, if you give in to the cancel pressure, isn't that going to eat you up from the inside?
Well, yeah.
Right.
You're living your life in fear.
Well, you make it sound so obvious. Don't make it sound so obvious. You're courageous. You're an example of the anti-cancel culture. Give a little, you know, moxie to those who need some. God bless her. Okay. Keep doing what you do. I want to see that swag shop. I want to buy some merch. I want to see those mug shots with all kinds of great heroes on them. Follow her in the meantime. Entrepreneur Nicole Arbour. Over a billion views. Hashtag go team. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, coming to you live on YouTube, on Facebook, available on Instagram TV. Hit that like button right now from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, I think you've waited long enough. If nothing else has worked and you are still in daily pain, you must go and see the incredible video testimonials at ReliefFactor.com from Americans who are literally getting their lives back. Listen to Debrin from Massachusetts. I just started taking Relief Factor 4 days ago. My hip pain is gone. I had a horrible time sleeping because of the pain. I absolutely love how I'm feeling. Thank you, Relief Factor. Wow, wow, wow. Don't you deserve to find out if you could be the next Debrin? Haven't you waited long enough? As the president says at his rallies, what have you got to lose? Nothing. Accept your pain. Go today to ReliefFactor.com, order your 3-week quick starter pack, or call 800-500-8384. That number again, 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. You've waited long enough. Now it's your turn to find out.
Portions of today's program are brought to you by Prison Fellowship.
Prioritization. Step one of strategy. You've got to know what's important, which things are more important than others, and you've got to focus your efforts on those that require the greatest attention right now. We've been debating these issues all day, and I think it's clear we know the path ahead. We have more than enough evidence, hundreds and hundreds of individual pieces of evidence, scores and scores of affidavits, in many cases from registered Democrats who've seen enough, who've seen fraud, and are prepared to put their voices, their names, to their sworn statements that the election was stolen in precinct after precinct after precinct. We have another gargantuan accusation that foreign forces, foreign interests were involved in the wholesale electronic manipulation of our election via the Dominion voting system, with Venezuela, Germany, and Spain also involved. That's as well as maybe. And if true, would be the largest political scandal in American history on the scale of the assassination of President Kennedy. If foreign interests stole an American election. But now we have to understand the reality. Weeks left, just weeks. 3 weeks until the electoral colleges meet. Next week, numerous states will continue to certify their elections. There is no time for accusations that cannot be demonstrated, not just in a court of law, but in the court of public opinion. The enormity of the issue demands it. And we must stand up for the truth. You have a role to play as well. I know we are getting ready for a Thanksgiving season, the Christmas season, but that doesn't matter. We can celebrate those things and also fight for the values upon which this nation was built. I came up with the phrase back in, what was it, March or February during CPAC, get your MAGA on. And now you need to get your MAGA on. You heard Congressman Babin yesterday, 4 organically organized demonstrations for voter integrity in his district of Texas alone since the election. What have you organized? What have you done? Who have you contacted in the state house? It's time to get busy, have the president's back, and send a sign that you will not allow them to steal this election, because otherwise...
And to those who would try to impose socialism on the United States, we again deliver a very simple message. America will never be a socialist country.